here, your last minute push here to get ready for the banquet this evening?
Just basically getting just a few little things, getting ready to get everybody and assigned seating and so forth for tonight's banquet. And the banquet, our featured speaker is going to be Coach Ron Slaymaker.
Outstanding.
Great selection.
Do you know what Coach Slay is going to be talking about here today, or has he kept that kind of under wraps?
He talks about doing the little things in life. He talks about how he started off being the secretary for the Lyon County League, and eventually, as he got going in his profession, how he moved up to where he was secretary for the National Basketball Coaches Association, and how he got to meet the likes of Mike Krzyzewski and Digger Phelps along the way.
Well, I feel like Coach Slay, he could talk about clouds and rain patterns, and somebody will take something away from it. I mean, he's very, very engaging, and he always has a lesson connected to anything he talks about.
That he does, and he also started this game over 50 years ago. Wow. So this is very personal for him to see that this keeps getting carried on.
Well, and Ken, can you talk a little bit about how important it is to have this banquet, not just the game itself where these kids get to be all-stars, and you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the prestige there in a moment, but really how important it is to have this banquet to really recognize these student-athletes and give them a moment to really enjoy the opportunity before they hit the court?
I think this is as much for the parents tonight as it is for the athletes. The parents get... Everybody gets to hear a good message from Coach Slaymaker. It's good camaraderie. We don't sit kids from same school at the same table, so sometimes they get to meet somebody maybe that they played against, or somebody like the Emporia High kids haven't played against any of these kids unless it's in the MAYB ball, so they get to know the kids from the other side a little bit.
You know, this also is kind of a good time to maybe back up a little bit and talk about your planning process here for this week, and specifically starting with how you pick the kids, you know, because there's a lot of input that comes into the picture here, or at least there's a lot of input that should come into the picture here leading into the kids that are part of the activities here this week.
Yes, part of it is the coaches help us first off by submitting their players. Then we have a selection committee that gets together and sits down, and we try to come up with the most even teams we can possibly get. There's some years when they all look good on paper, and you realize you put two first team all staters on one roster, and so forth. And so it's just one of those fun. It's a time that we sit down. We just try to match the teams. One kid's strength against another kid's strength, and so forth. And we, like, if you have two kids from each from a school, we try to split them up. And for instance, we got four boys from Linden this year, so we split them up two and two. We've got five girls from Emporia High, and so we put three on one and two on the other. And we tried to match which ones would be good to be opposite of each other.
Well, Ken, you talk about matching them up and trying to make things a little even there, but how hard is it just to go through the selection process to choose these student-athletes? Because, you know, basketball teams, they're not like a football team. You don't have 50 players on each side, so your choices, I got to imagine, are maybe 10 times more difficult than any other sport.
They are, because one thing is, this year there was a lot of schools that didn't have any girls that were seniors on their rosters. So we were kind of limited with a little bit on the girls' side this year, but the boys' side, we had a lot of kids. And so we just sat down and we looked at, we try to make sure that there's somebody from every school that's participating in it. And then we match them up size by side, size by size, and point by point.
Well, let's go through the schedule here for tonight, Ken, as far as, you know, when parents and players are supposed to gather. And then let's start working the schedule here for Saturday, kind of what you're going to be doing here leading up to the big games that we'll have on Country 101.7 and KVUE.com Saturday evening.
Tonight, the banquet starts at 6:30. So up there at Webb Lecture Hall on the campus at the Memorial Union at ESU. And so people will be getting there between 6 and 6:30. Sometimes there's people calling me up at 6:30 going, where is the lecture hall? Where is the union? So that almost happens to one player per year that they get lost trying to find the union. But on Saturday, ticket sales will start selling tickets about 4:45. Then at 5:00, we'll have our three-point shooting, around 5-ish, we'll have our three-point shooting contest. If there's still a line coming, people getting buying their tickets to get in, we'll wait and put that off a little bit. And then at 6:00 will be tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys. You say 8:00, it may be 7:45. It depends on the speed of the games.
Okay, and then it is important to have people in the seats because this is helping out with fundraising, correctly?
Yes, and tickets are just $5 per person. And so a family of four can come for $20.
That's not bad.
That's pretty great.
It is. And one of the things, too, is we have a simple rule for Saturday. Have fun.
Absolutely. And they certainly do that. I still remember my first Optimus All-Star game going back almost 8 years ago. That was an exciting game on both sides, but the boys game especially, when I almost went to overtime, it was, I think it was like a two-point game or maybe a one-point game, and I think it was the Blue All-Stars. They tried to throw one, basically tried a Patrick Mahomes move, tried to heave it across the length of the court, and ended up taking out some equipment on press row. And
all you can do
is laugh about it. But it's an experience, that's for sure.
Yes, it is, and it's for the kids. We have to remember that it's for the kids. And one of the things too is the referees are also volunteering their time, so that's one thing that we have to remember, too. If you want to get upset with the officials, they are volunteering their time.
Absolutely.
And we got three good officials coming in, and one of them is a young kid that's getting started. So we hope to get them a good experience, too.
All right. Well, Ken, looking forward to the week. This is always a fun time for us here at KVOE as we get ready and really salute these students for their work on and off the court. They do a great job.
Yeah, I know. I'll see Michael and Dylan tonight at the banquet.
Sounds good.
And Saturday, too.
And Saturday, too. That's right.
Yes, you will.
All righty. Yes, well, Ken, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks for all the optimists do, and we're looking forward to seeing how things go tonight and Saturday.
Thank you guys for all of your support and everything that you guys do for us.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. That is Ken Hansen of the Flint Hills Optimists as we're previewing the banquet coming up here later tonight and then followed by the Optimists All-Star Game and activities coming up Saturday night at White Auditorium. Definitely will be a fun, festive atmosphere there as it is every single year, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget that we've got two interviews in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. We'll have our monthly visit with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. That's the Emporia Show. Case at 8:20, which means our Newsmaker 2 spot goes to 8:45 tomorrow, maybe as late as 8:50. But Clay Childs will be joining us, talking about the Project Atlas open house coming up this month at the American Legion Post 5. We also have Thursday's Newsmaker 2 spot, which is already claimed, and that's going to be a preview of the upcoming Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. So we always tell you, if you want to be on our airwaves for events, activities, highlights, and causes, let us know. 620-342-1400 or KVOE at KVOE.com.
KVOE 858, stick around. We have a check of local sports coming up here shortly on KVOE Live and Local.
Okay, class settled.